Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for The Howie Carr Show.
If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
Well, agree to disagree.
There is no science to say we're going to have a problem from the large number of people being vaccinated. You want to get rid of vaccine hesitancy? Tell them they can quit wearing their mask after they get the vaccine. You want people to get the vaccine? Give them a reward instead of telling them that the nanny state's going to be there for three more years and you got to wear a mask forever.
Okay, quit stalling, Marge. We want our reward.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
They believe in open borders, and it's part of their extremist militant agenda along with, you know, the Green New Deal and free lattes for everybody.
I can't put a limit on my cafe lattes. It says so right here. And I don't want to get dirty looks when I come in here. If I want a cafe latte, you give me a cafe latte.
From swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
How about Rand Paul? He was great, wasn't he? Going up against Fauci. And Fauci saying, oh, this is just political theater. But Fauci himself said a year ago that masks are just political theater. Now he's just trying to rewrite history. This is all Orwellian. It is. 844-500-4242. We'll get to all these cuts as we go through the day. The first thing I wanted to say, though, is I had such a happy St. Patrick's Day. This was the happiest St. Patrick's Day I've had in a long time. And it had nothing to do with the actual celebrations or whatever. It just had to do with John Kerry being humiliated yet again, made sport of on St. Patrick's Day, his least favorite day of the year, because he took all that crap year after year at Billy Bulger's St. Patrick's Day time. And it happened again on St. Patrick's Day. And I loved his statement last night that he tweeted out.
Feels like there's some St. Patrick's Day malarkey afoot on Twitter. Let's be clear. If I dropped my mask to one ear on a flight, it was momentary. I wear my mask because it saves lives and stops the spread. It's what the science tells us to do.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
That's what he said about being on the private jet. You know he's going to go to Biden now and say, you see here, Mr. President, this is what happens. Why can't, when I have to fly with the great unwashed, the lower classes, a man of my august station in life. Our family sent the servants over on the Mayflower to get the summer place ready on Nashon Island. And now I am suffering the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, just like I'm back in Halitosis Hall all those years ago. And I want my private jet back from my State Department days. And Joe Biden will look at him and say, what'd you say your name was again, man? Who are you? Do I know you? So he's taking some heat. So it was great. The story spread. You know, Tennessee Star got it, Neil McCabe, and he came on with us, and then it got into the New York Post. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out about it. Tucker mentioned it last night. It's everywhere except the Boston Globe. And even the Boston Globe finally had to mention the story about an hour or two ago. Early 10 o'clock this morning. John Kerry at center of Twitter spat after maskless fight photo circulates online. Is it really about a Twitter spat? Or is it about the fact that once again he's pulling a do you know who I am? That's the reality of it.
That was a real life photo. It wasn't a Twitter argument. It was an actual thing that happened.
Yeah, I know. I know, and this is just weeks. This is just weeks after that cut that Taylor just played surfaced. That's from 2019 in Iceland. He goes over to Iceland to pick up an award for fighting global warming, and somebody had the temerity that it wouldn't have been any Washington reporters except for maybe Peter Ducey, said, "Hey, if you're fighting global warming so much, what are you doing on a private jet?"
And that's with a private jet. Is that an environmental way to travel?
If you offset your carbon, it's the only choice for somebody like me who is traveling the world to win this battle.
I'm traveling the world to win this battle. I think it goes on from there, doesn't it? I can't be sailing. I have people to meet. And Bill Cassidy from Louisiana, you know, he voted against Trump on this on the second silly impeachment, which is we now know was even a bigger hoax than the Ukrainian impeachment fandango. But he did say in January, he said, "Who is John Kerry to pretend that the rules don't apply to him?" Obviously, Bill Cassidy, he's from Louisiana. He's not from Massachusetts. We all know John Kerry. And I love the Herald headline today, the front page. First class mask hole. It was perfect with that picture. And again, that picture is that's not a Twitter spat. That is a photograph of a
Can
guy.
Can I get out of here, please?
Of a guy breaking the rules. A guy who thought that, you know, he didn't have to shovel the snow in the snowiest, coldest winter ever in Boston since they started recording weather statistics, 2015. He got a fine because he didn't even bother to shovel the sidewalks. This is a guy who got a new yacht from his second wife's first husband's trust fund after he lost the presidency in 2004, and he wouldn't even register it in Nantucket because he wanted to beat the excise tax. He registered it in Rhode Island. He told us he was fascinated by rap. He told us he was a baseball fan because he read the scores backwards.
Manny Ortiz,
I have a score here.
The Yankees posted the Boston Red Sox logo, and they sang "Sweet Adeline" after the third inning, I think. But
and don't forget the other one, the one I always wrote. I have a score here from the match. It's Detroit 3, Red Sox 5. Oh boy, he's a man of the people. I saw him in the bleachers. Yeah, back in the day, Bill Mondaquette was pitching and Dick Stewart was playing first base. Yeah, right. Yaz was a rookie. Those were the days. Yeah, the thing is, John Kerry in those days was rooting for the Washington Senators. That's what he said. Someone asked him. He said, "Who was your favorite player when you were a kid?" And he said, "I think he said Roy Sievers, who was the big slugger for the old Washington Senators." But anyway, it was just fun, and I hope everybody else had as good a time as I did, reveling in the misfortunes of John Forbes' live shot.
Everybody knows I botched a joke.
He botched a lot of jokes. He botched a joke about the Italian army once before he botched the joke of that joke that he was talking about the American army. Better study hard, guys, or you're going to end up in Iraq. Remember that? He botched a joke. Remember when he said he ran the Boston Marathon, he couldn't remember the year? Yeah, he's the first guy who ever forgot the year he ran the Boston Marathon.
I actually did vote for the $87 billion before I voted against it.
I actually did wear the mask before I didn't wear the mask. And if I were out right now in the woods on Cape Cod stalking that elusive 24-point buck, I would be wearing a mask, but I wouldn't pull the trigger because, you know, I did serve in Vietnam.
You can do well. If you don't, you can, you know, education, if you make the most of it and you study hard and you do your homework and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
Everybody knows I botched a joke. This tunnel will be a bargain. So many memories.
This tunnel will be a bargain.
508 says, Kerry to Biden, do you know who I am? Biden, no. Should I?
That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
God, so many great memories. I was looking over my book, The Brothers Bulger, last night, the 87 breakfast, and this bishop is, you know, that's when Dukakis was running for president the year before, but it started running. And this bishop from Harrisburg was there. So Bulger, the Senate president, Whitey's brother, takes the mic over to the bishop and says, welcome to Massachusetts. Have you ridden on our elevators? We have elevators here. And he makes the usual stupid jokes. And then he says, do you know John Kerry? And have you ever seen John Kerry on TV? And the bishop shakes his head. And Bulger goes, you must not have a TV. He won't be here this morning. He's angry because Dukakis is running for his job. It was so true. So true. Whatever you say about Bulger, some of the stuff was pretty funny. And he really had Kerry's number. Vote for Kerry. He's better than you. That was a good one, too. All right, 844-500-4242. We'll take a few calls when we come back, 844-500-4242. We noticed last week that we'd almost gone through our second jug of Balance 7 and had to reorder again. Now you ask, what is Balance 7? Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take three times a day to break down the acids in your body. You feel better, and I personally sleep better. It also reduces acid reflux and heartburn. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims, but with Balance 7, it was all 100% true. With Balance 7, I don't feel my energy starting to flag as the day wears on. By allowing me to sleep better at night, I have more mental clarity during the day. Balance 7 is a highly alkalizing concentrate. That means it reduces the acids that have built up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid three times a day and you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is made of safe, all-natural ingredients. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, arthritis, or sleep issues, give Balance 7 a try. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order any of the one-month supply and put in code word Howie. You'll save $10 and get free shipping. That's Balance7, the number 7.com. Balance7.com, code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7 Liquid Concentrate. Start sleeping better tonight and get the acid out of your body with Balance 7. Save $10 on the six-pack with code word Howie. To order, go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com, balance7.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Where are U.S. troops needed more, the Syrian-Iraqi border or the U.S.-Mexican border?
I think they're needed more at the Mexican border.
You won't believe this, but 99% agree with you.
Okay. I thought it was appropriate, though. I mean, I knew it was going to be big, but I think it's appropriate because we do have troops at one border and we don't have troops at the other border. A bit of a problem, wouldn't you say?
Oh, they're super needed at the Capitol, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're waiting for the next QAnon invasion. Now we know why QAnon didn't show up, though, for the invasion on March 6th. They were too busy getting 2 million signatures in California to recall Gavin Newsom. Is there anything QAnon can't do? They're kind of like the new Donald Trump, aren't they? We have a cheap bastard deal going on? All right, 844-500-4242. Today's cheap bastard deal is for Eden Pure's UVC Guardian Light. This is a great deal.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Eden Pure, you know them. They make the Thunderstorm. They make the Gen 40, the Gen 30 heaters, a lot of great products. Now they have taken proven virus-killing UVC light technology and shrunk it down to a pocket-sized wand device that can kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on commonly touched items like doorknobs, car or home keys, cell phones, wallets, purses, shopping bags, computer keyboards, toys, pillows, shoes, clothing, etc., etc. It can kill germs on anything, and it's a tiny little wand that fits in your purse. I should have it. I'll bring one in. I'll have one here. It's in my bag. While supplies last, you can purchase a UVC Guardian Light. It's a $79 value for just $39. A $79 value for just $39. This is a great thing. And again, it's very convenient, just like everything from Eden Pure. With us now is Tyson from Eden Pure to tell us about the UVC Guardian Light. Thanks for being with us, Tyson.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for having me on today.
So what's the attraction of the UVC Guardian Light? Why should people be interested in getting it at half price?
So like you said, it's a pocket-sized device that kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria, and all you have to do is just wave it over whatever you want disinfected for just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, so and then everything is clean, and you don't have to worry about any kind of infestation of any kind of a germ, microbe, whatever you want to call it, right?
Right, exactly. You're going to end up using less harmful cleaning chemicals, which can be costly and dangerous, and you have to buy them over and over again. With this, you can use it over and over again, and you just pay that one time fee, and then that's it.
Right, and you also it runs on batteries too, so it's very convenient. Like you say, it's not dangerous. If you're using these disinfectants or bleaches, it's mm-hmm. dangerous for kids. It's dangerous for pets. And here it is. I'm just holding it right in my hand. Here it is. It's just if you're on social media, look at it. It's very convenient. Actually, you don't need a purse. You could just stick it in your pocket, and nobody would ever see it, right?
Right, exactly. It's that small, and it's actually the same technology that hospitals use to disinfect operating rooms. We just shrunk it down to pocket size.
Right. You know, and again, you saw the story that at Fenway Park this year, they're going to have robots that are going to be cleaning the seats and making sure everything is disinfected. But this seems like it's much more convenient than a robot.
Right, that's for sure. You know, something you can quickly, you know, take with you wherever. You buy a couple of them, you know, keep them in your car, glove compartment, in your pocket, in your purse, and you can take it anywhere and know that you're safe and you can disinfect whatever you need to.
I'm looking at it. Press and hold the power button for 3 seconds to start the unit, and then it's on, and you put it on, and then you just run it over the keyboard. That's what I'm doing right now. Now I'm running it over the mic. And it's a very
convenient
thing.
Cell phones. I'm sure the cell phones are the big thing you want to disinfect, and any other method you might damage your phone, but this won't.
Yeah, it's a great thing, and again, it's done by Eden Pure. A lot of you have already bought the Thunderstorm air purifier. You bought the Gen 40 or the Gen 30 heater. You know it's a good company. You know the products are very dependable, and they're reasonably priced. And this is even a better price because it's half off. Instead of a $79 cost, it's $39. You're not going to beat the price anywhere for this. This UVC Guardian Light, and it's just a top of the line technology. It's the latest thing available.
That's right, Howie. And at $79, that's our sale price. So your listeners are getting 50% off of our sale price, mm-hmm. which is just unheard of.
And all it takes to power it is two AAA batteries, the little tiny batteries. So it's very convenient. So just go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store, and it's there. It's the cheap bastard deal. There's not that many of them, so order now. Get a cup at $39. You could get a couple. Get one for you, get one for your spouse, maybe get one for the kids, one for the car. But it's a good deal. Tyson, thank you very much. UVC Guardian Light. I'm Howie Carr. Between the news, appointment TV, and endless scrolling on our phones, we're looking at screens more than ever. But how do you rest your eyes without feeling totally unplugged? By putting in a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. Whether you're listening to your favorite podcast, binging an audiobook, or working out to a pumped-up playlist, Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat-resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing. There are no dangling wires or white stems to worry about. Raycons offer a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look in a variety of colorways for maximum style. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. The best part? Raycon wireless earbuds start at half the price of the other premium audio brands. So you can pick up a pair and a spare. Right now, get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buy, B-U-Y, Raycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 617.
My name is John Kerry from 17 Louis Burke Square. Can I get me a fire hydrant moved here?
Can I get me a hunting license here?
All right. Joe Biden is on TV, but we're not going to inflict it upon you. He's talking about vaccination, so I assume we're going to have some sound cuts fairly shortly about, either 100 vaccines or 100 trillion, zillion, bazillion vaccines, somewhere in between there.
Who's to say?
Yeah, checks, you know how checks are going to go out in 1,000 days.
For 1,000 generations.
$1,000. All right. We'll have there's no need to inflict this on you. Maybe next week the press conference will, you know, I can do a play by play when it goes on if it's during the show, but I don't think a simple announcement about vaccinations.
We're going to have a great couple of days next week. We go to Biden press conference, Q&A, and then the next day we've got a certain state trooper who's facing a hearing.
Oh, another one? Another hearing?
Mr. Erickson.
Really?
March 26th.
March 26th. So we'll have to play 30 days in the hole twice for him on March 26th because he'll be up close to 60 days by then, Taylor.
Yep.
March 26th, he's got another hearing. 30 days in the hole, and then another 30 days in the hole at Rockingham County House of Correction. I'm a state trooper, not making no detail pay, no overtime. All right, Grace, what's the news of the day?
Welcome to Grace's News, everyone. I think I want to start, Howie, with this story about the nursing home administrator who... This probably won't surprise anyone, but it's still interesting because a lot of people right now are focusing on Cuomo's sexual harassment allegations. But there's a huge part of this that has to do with the 15,000 people that died in state nursing homes.
In New York.
So a nursing home administrator says he was petrified by Cuomo's order to take in COVID-19 patients. And then this is what he told the reporter at Fox. He said many facilities vocalized it. They were petrified, but they were more petrified of the Department of Health. Once it was shot down, and that it being his concern about this order, I never spoke about it again. So I find this important because a lot of times with those nursing home stuff, Howie, and you've seen this in Massachusetts too. You kind of think, I wonder if any of these nursing home people, like the people who run them, said anything and said, hey, we can't be taking all these people in. But I think in New York, a lot of people did, and they just were told, stay out of it.
It came out last weekend in New Jersey. The big newspaper down there at the website, NJ.com, got a copy of the order on March 31st, which was 5 days after the order in New York, sending the COVID-19 patients in New Jersey back into the nursing homes. And the administrators, one of them said flat out, people will die And there were a lot of people complaining. They don't know who they were, you know, because they don't identify themselves. It was a conference call with dozens, if not hundreds, of people. But people were complaining across the country about this.
Which is, I mean, it's maddening no matter who you are, but especially if you're someone like Ron Kim or Janice Dean, you understand why these people, they don't care if they had to kind of risk their reputations to speak out against Andrew Cuomo, because it's just evil. It's just straight evil. Okay, so I want to talk about something else. Do you remember Alexi McCammond?
I'm glad you're going to bring that up, because you're more familiar with this story than I am. This is some millennial
drama.
Drama inside the Beltway snowflakes.
Yes. So let's go back in time to when Alexi McCammond announced that she was dating T.J. Ducklow. Okay, and that was a big story because Alexi, I believe, was covering the Biden beat. Am I getting this correct, Howie?
Close enough.
Yeah.
Very incestuous for Axios, which is a left-wing site.
So she was covering the Biden beat for Axios, and then it came out that she was dating T.J. Ducklow. T.J. Ducklow, you guys will remember, in true Cuomo fashion, called up a Politico reporter who was going
another left-wing site
who was going to reveal this relationship and was, you know, asking questions about it, and said he would destroy her if she wrote this article.
This is called Moonbat on Moonbat crime.
Well, actually, Howie, it's really more like Moonbat on Moonbat on Moonbat crime, because T.J. Ducklow had to resign from the Biden administration. But then the story didn't end, because Alexi McCammon left Axios and she got a job as editor-in-chief of Teen Vogue. But it's over before it could even begin. She and the Condé Nast-owned far-left outlet have parted ways after an uproar over decades-old tweets for which she previously apologized in 2019.
These are anti-Asian tweets. So according to the narrative of the mainstream media today, obviously she was influenced by Donald Trump, right?
You've seen some
She's a black woman who was doing anti-Asian tweets, and she must have been influenced by Donald Trump. There's no other explanation for it.
Well, I think this is part of the problem with cancel culture, because there seems to be this push from the left to stop talking about cancel culture, and one of their reasons is, oh, well, someone like Andrew Cuomo is using it as an excuse. There's a difference between doing really bad things and having bad judgment about tweets or something you say. I mean, words are just different than actions. That's just a fact. And so for this woman to have decades-old tweets and now she just lost her job, I mean, this is cancel culture.
Well, there's also another problem here. I'm looking at this. Looking at the story, Anna Wintour. I guess she's the boss of
Anna Wintour. She's the devil. She's the Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, she's been there for like 100 years, and she was the boss of Condé Nast magazines when they were actually making money. Now they're just a total drain, and fortunately Condé Nast bought Reddit, and so the tail that wags the dog is now the dog,
yeah.
Right?
Reddit
is worth a hell of a lot more than any of these stupid magazines or the crappy newspapers, actually, for that matter, like including the newspaper in Jersey that broke the story about Phil Murphy's nursing home disasters. So is Anna Wintour going to go? Wintour, whatever her name is?
Well, Anna Wintour has had her fair share of cancel culture as well, Howie, because she's in charge of Vogue, and remember Vogue put that picture up of Kamala Harris that people didn't think was very flattering, and
right.
They were saying, oh, this is just one of many examples of her not treating black women with respect. So she's gotten close to the fire with cancel culture before, so I wouldn't be surprised. But as far as Reddit goes, I will say I love Reddit, and I don't comment on it or anything. I just kind of view different threads. But the reason I like it, Howie, is because it's the only place where people share their honest opinions, but not to like attack each other, but just because they can't share them in on any other platforms. And I'll give you an example. After the Meghan and Harry interview, all of the publications like Vogue and CNN and all those, they were all writing puff pieces about, you know, how Meghan was so wonderful and how the royal family was so bad. And so I wanted to see what real people thought. So I went on Reddit, and people weren't saying awful things, but they were just saying, man, there's a couple things about her story that don't really add up. And it was like being able to talk to, it was like Clubhouse, being able to talk to normal people.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised it's worth more than like Teen Vogue or whatever those other things are, because they're all propaganda.
Yeah. Yeah, like I told you last week, Grace, all the magazines are the same. Sports Illustrated, Boys Life, Teen Vogue, Gentleman's Quarterly, they're all the same.
I've only heard of two of those.
That's okay. You missed something 50 years ago. You haven't missed anything lately.
Hey, Howie, I know we're going to go to break early, but I just wanted to tell people that Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. You guys know I love my Toyota, and it's really a great spot to get a car because they have indoor showrooms with beautiful cars. They also have great salespeople, and they won't push you. They're really nice. They'll make you feel at home, and they'll figure out what you want, and they'll work around you. Their showroom is huge, sparkling clean, and they have an incredible staff. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off of 95. Go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them Grace sent you. And lastly, Howie, just really quick before we go to break, McCarthy files, this is House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, files resolution to kick Swalwell off Intel committee over past ties to suspected Chinese spy Fang Fang. I'm shocked that he's not already off, but at least Kevin McCarthy's trying.
It'll get rid of the stench in the House Intelligence Committee. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
You may have just received a special email from me letting you know that Eden Pure's famous BOGO offer is back. For this week only, due to the cold temperatures once again, not so much today, but earlier in the week, they're offering the Gen 40 heater BOGO just to our listeners. I saw the temperature of 16 degrees in Boston the other day, and I know very well what that feels like. This is a $300 savings. That's right. It is buy one, get one free. It's an incredible savings. Gas and oil prices have already skyrocketed under Biden. Robert from the Cape says the Gen 40 heater performs like no other heater I've ever used. It is remarkable. I concur. The Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace, and it also costs less to run. You may be working from home now and have noticed the increase in heating bills. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks, but with this deal, more like days. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com and use code word Howie BOGO. Cold temperatures are still here. It's only March. They'll be here for months. EdenPure.com. And don't forget code word Howie BOGO. Howie BOGO. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the Howie Carr VIP Studio Experience. Tickets are now available with experiences beginning in May. To order, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on the VIP tab.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Those Eden Pure UVC Guardian lights flew. They're sold out of the cheap bastard deal. But Eden Pure is going to continue selling them on the website for $10 off. The half-price deal is gone. But you can get $10 off the regular list price of $79 if you go to EdenPure.com. That'll be available all day, just for today. But the cheap bastard deal is sold out. But it's a good product, and that's why it flew off the shelves. And so you can still get it for $10 off if you'd like them. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. And I think we ought to play a little bit of this Rand Paul. I just love this stuff with him going after Fauci. You know, there's an old story in Fear. We got him? Okay, we got Kevin Frisbee. We'll get to this in a moment. Right now, we are joined by Kevin Frisbee. He is the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. We wanted to talk to him and check in, as we do every weekday at this time, or every Thursday at this time, about the financial markets and this economy. Kevin, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing today? I've been watching the markets, and you know, the markets today are now dragging lower. The Nasdaq down almost 3%. What's going on is the 10-year Treasury note spiked again today, 1.7%. So if you're out there wondering what's going on and watching the markets and not having a reason, the bond market is really starting to get spooked at a higher rate environment. Higher rate environment created by what? Inflationary cycles that is created by printing of money. And it's as simple as that.
But now we're being told, I keep reading these headlines because I don't read the stories. Well, inflation's not so bad, and these people have got to stop being scared of inflation. Did these people live through the 1970s, Kevin? I don't, or do they remember the 1970s? Have they ever read the history books? Inflation is a big problem if it gets out of control.
It out of control inflation. So the problem in the 70s, Howie, was stagflation, where we had very, in fact, negative growth and high inflation. Right now, the politicians have been trying to inflate asset classes because they feel like it will reduce our debt in the country. So ultimately, they're going to try to continue to print. They're trying to create inflation. They don't want to have it get out of control, because if they lose control of it and all of a sudden the rate environment goes crazy to the upside, the bond market's going to tank, and they definitely don't want that. Now you're talking about pension funds who have a bulk of their money in bonds. You've got municipalities who have a bunch of their money in bonds. That's not going to fare well for any of the retirees out there.
Ooh, and I just look at this. The Biden administration has yesterday canceled the sale of 80 million acres of Gulf of Mexico oil leases that had been scheduled. This is on top of killing the Keystone Pipeline. People are calling and complaining to every talk show in America. The price of a gallon of gasoline is up close to a dollar in a lot of places, most places. I mean, this is... But you pick up the Wall Street Journal and everybody says, oh, the economy's great. You think the economy's great?
No, there's still unemployment numbers were higher than expected this morning. And you know what's crazy? When they put out these unemployment numbers every week, they revise the previous weeks. So last week, when it looked to be a good number, they increased those. But that didn't hit the news. What hit the tape this morning was the increase from last week. So I don't like how these politicians, how the government officials are putting out basically false data week to week and then adjusting it so that it's kind of hidden under the rug.
Did the numbers today say that they were unexpectedly up?
Unexpectedly up. Don't you love that term, unexpectedly? They knew what that number was going to be. I mean, Stevie Wonder can see what that number is going to be. At the end of the day, we need to put people back to work in this country, because if we don't do that and get companies earning again and having max earnings, the stock market is not going to hold up to the levels that they're at right now.
But there are all kinds of stories. There's one in Pennsylvania. The guy said he's trying to reopen the restaurants. Wolf is finally letting the governor reopen the restaurants. And the guy said, well, they want to come back to work, but they all want to work under the table because they're getting so much unemployment money. I mean, this is a problem too, isn't it?
It's a problem. I mean, most Americans, I think, are wanting to do the right thing and get back to work and making a wage and feeling good about themselves. I believe that to be true. But you got some of those people that I guess will headline it and say, hey, you know, I want to get paid so I can keep collecting my government benefit. That's always out there, Howie, and as you know, it just some people you can never change. But I believe most people want to do the right thing.
It's just there's more of an incentive now, I think, with all the big money. Anyway, what are you offering the listeners and viewers of the Howie Carr Show today, Kevin?
Yeah, today, Howie, I got a handout. It's called The 16 Retirement Numbers You Need to Know for a Secure Retirement. And so they can call us up, 1-800-989-9100. It's a PDF. We can actually send that as an email, or we can drop it in the mail to you. No obligation to do anything with us, but 16 retirement numbers you need to know for a secure retirement, and 800-989-9100.
Give me an example of one of those 16.
Well, you need to know when's the right time to take Social Security. That's one of those numbers. What's the age? What's the time period to take Social Security? That's a big one.
What do you say?
Well, I'm usually a fan of taking it right around the full retirement, but everybody's got a different situation.
Yeah, that's what I did. I waited for the full retirement, but you're right. Everybody does. Give me another number you got to know.
You got to know your tax rate when you start withdrawing money. What's your tax rate going to be when you draw money? I have conversations all the time with people saying, "Hey, you're putting in a retirement accounts today at 12% tax break, but you're going to take it out at 18% or 20% tax break tax rate when the rates go up. Does that make sense?" So. Again, trying to adjust what people are doing to put in a retirement account. But you need to know what your tax rate is going to be like when you start drawing money up from your retirement accounts. That's a big one.
So where can people go? What's the number and what's the website if people want to get the 16 numbers to know?
Yes, so it's actually, that article is posted on my website too, frisbeebenefits.com. That's F-R-I-S-B-I-E, benefits with an S. And then, or they can just shoot us a quick phone call. We'll take their data, their email, and we'll send them an email. It's 800-989-9100, Howie.
All right. Yeah, so some guy just texted me and said his brother-in-law is doing the same thing. He's making so much, he wants to work under the table. 508, just saw $3.09 for a gallon of gas in Raynham.
Yeah.
But the price of crude dropped today. It dropped because...
We were $4 plus a gallon when Obama was in office, and we're headed that way. I put almost $3 a gallon here in Maine yesterday. You know what? That's, every election has consequences, and that's one of them, unfortunately.
What's so frustrating is most of us could see the consequences coming. You didn't have to be Nostradamus. Give us the number one more time.
1-800-989-9100.
Take advantage of it.